So, What you hear over the news? I know you was talking about, you seen some, you seen a couple of cats online that was talking about who the greatest of all time was and all that, and you got a lot of niggas talking about, like, well, now, the first thing was, a couple of weeks back, everybody talked about who they top five rapper is. Right?
True that.
It spills over into who people say they top five is, right? So, of course, you know, a lot of cats was talking about, say, Eminem, for example. Then you got some individuals that's like, nah, Eminem cannot be the greatest of all time because ain't nobody in the hood checking for him like
Well, what it is, the argument with that to a statement long Jamal, you know, for a piece of the guard.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, say there's no character.
Right.
My thing is, God said that Eminem was a guest in hip hop.
Right.
And I kind of respectfully disagree.
Right.
And then another homie, you know what I'm saying, another guy by the name of WTV was saying how nobody, dudes in the hood wasn't bumping Eminem like that.
Right.
I have to respectfully disagree.
Okay.
And the reason is because I know dudes that was bumping Eminem. And I can't, I always looked at hip hop is like Genghis Khan's army.
Right.
It's a meritocracy. Meaning, it's about your merit. It's about what you bring to the table.
Right.
You know? Eminem is undeniable.
Right.
You know, you can say you don't like his music, so you don't bump his music. But you can't say, you can't speak for certain hoods that you haven't been in. And it's not, like I said, I'm not besmirching anybody's character, but, you know, I know dudes in South Jamaica, Queens bumping M.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You talk about that.
Dudes in Long Island bumping Eminem. Back then, of course, not now. Nobody's bumping Eminem right now.
Right. So
we talking about, damn it, we're talking 20 years ago.
20 years ago, right.
You know, we're talking 20 years ago, so
right.
No, nobody's bumping Eminem now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, by the same token, you can't tell me dudes in the hood in Detroit wasn't bumping Eminem in 2000, 2001.
When he came out, yeah, they had
you
to
know,
be.
You can't tell me nobody was bumping Eminem, you know what I'm saying, in Cali. In 2000, 2001.
Oh, yeah.
In Inglewood, in Compton, in Long Beach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, and it's not, that's my point. They may not have been bumping it in New Rochelle. You know what I'm saying? They may not have been bumping it in certain parts of PA.
Right.
But they definitely getting played in American Landing, or something. Rockaway Boulevard. Yeah, that's just fact.
Yeah, this is you talk about our hood in Queens.
that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you.
Right.
Straight up and down, you know.
Right.
Then when the 50 wave came on, because let's not forget, that's part of Eminem's legacy is 50 Cent. You cannot escape that.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah, that's right, because everybody was bumping 50, well, at least at the time.
So my point is,
no,
that's his contribution.
That's after.
It's like what Milk D said back in the day.
Right.
My contribution to this jail.
Right.
That's his contribution, that's my point.
Right.
And on a different note, you know, We can't, if we want to be real, we have to keep it real and not deny a certain contribution of certain Caucasians
to
hip hop.
Right, yeah, because Lord Jamal, right? Because what he'll do is, like, okay, the interview, right? I'm trying to pull up the interview. when he was saying that specifically, right? But what did he say? So what happened was, he was saying, like, it, not just, he always goes, for some reason, it's like he always goes after Eminem. Eminem is sort of like the arch rival when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, keeping the consciousness of hip hop.
Well, what he said in his words is, this is what I say.
Pushing the white supremacists in hip hop.
Well, this is what I say. I would never, I'm not going to, you know, can argue. Against, you know, I don't want to argue against Love Jamal's opinion
right.
in terms of what he feels and all of that. Right. Same thing with LBTV. Salute to them. I subscribe to Belly and I rock with them.
Right.
So this isn't one of those. Yeah, I rock with them, but no, I rock with them and I will continue to rock with them. I rock with Love Jamal. Will continue to rock with them. I just have a different opinion. You know.
Right.
Based on contribution, based on merit, and not alone.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean,
man got classic.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of cats. They say he's not the greatest, and he's not a part of the culture. But I can't, like you said, I have to disagree with that myself. Talking about M. And
M be lighting motherfuckers. See, lyrically, he be cutting the niggas ass.
Right.
Lyrically, you can't even begin like that's something we can't even. We gotta shut that up.
Right.
You know, lyrically, he top five better than I.
Okay.
And I feel, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, like a lot of people like, when you talk about who they favorite is. And it's like, and like I said, all these damn hip hop lists is subjective. And it's like, it don't really.
That's it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if I like vanilla ice cream, you say you like chocolate, and I'm seriously sitting up there arguing, like, what you mean you don't like vanilla? Come on, man, chocolate. You know what I mean? Like, people get so emotional when it comes over these lists. Of who their favorite is, who their favorite team is, whatever the case may be. So it's like, but a lot, like you say, a lot of people get bent out of shape when you put him in the category. And like I said, he definitely reps, you know what I'm saying, lyrically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not one that mocks the culture. It's not like we're talking about Vanilla Ice. Or, you know, like Marky Mark. I mean, Marky Mark was okay. That one song he came out with. I don't think it was whack, but I don't see him making anybody's top five list overall. But yeah. No, not M. Marky Mark.
Oh, no, hell no. That's
right.
It could be. No, no.
Right. But, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, definitely. He definitely, right. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, he definitely reps the culture, man. For real.
Well, it's not just about repping the culture. All right. Let's run it down.
Okay.
You know, that how my name is.
Right.
Everybody was knowing that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That was a novelty song. My name is. It was a novelty song, and it got the airplay. It got the airplay and all that.
It.
Who?
Okay. The joint from 8 Mile.
Lose it.
That was a.
I was recording mixtape.
I can't tell you how many dudes was rapping to that beat, trying to do a mixtape.
Oh wow! Okay. I think the hardest song. I think the hardest song he ever did, like I said, is the joint he did. Even though it was a Jay-Z record, I think the hardest song he did was is Renegade.
Is that a classic? And now you have to remember. Remember, he did the beat.
Right. Eminem did the beat to Renegade.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, Renegade was like his song.
Right.
Jay, you know, but Jay just, I guess, did two verses.
Right. A lot of people say Eminem bodied Jay on that song.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Right.
But that's for me to hit that there. I just think, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a fun song because he rapped and did the beat. So, it's, you know what I mean?
Right.
But okay. I remember dudes banging Superman.
Right.
I remember, you know, what's the other joint? It was a couple of joints, man. Yeah, I'm not saying he had a lot of joints, and I'm not saying, like, they running the whole Eminem album.
Right.
But for the time, you know, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.